conversations, interviews, rants, and discussions about society, technology, food, art, culture, games, music, education, business, community building and marketing, communications, board games, old science, new cars, body piercing, body painting, competitive eaters, zombies and vampires, and more. You're listening to Talking About Everything with Harry Hawk.
Hello, my name is Harry Hawk, and this is Talking About Everything. And today we're going to be talking with Dr. Karen Freeberg, who is an assistant professor at the University of Louisville in strategic communications and an adjunct professor online in the graduate marketing communications program at Western Virginia University. Professor Freeberg is actively researching in areas of public relations, reputation management, social media, and crisis communications. I'm excited to talk with Karen about the use of targeted social and socially curated and published content as it applies to crisis communications, PR, and reputation management. And I'm also interested in talking about how students can make use of social media tools for their personal branding and hopefully get some insights from Karen on the value of students engaging in the process of crisis management planning for their personal brands. Karen, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Harry. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's a pleasure. We've chatted for a while, and it's great to finally hear your voice.
Same here. No, I always am excited whenever I get to meet friends first that I met through social media and then talk to them in person. It's great.
That is how we become friends, right? And we get this is my online friend, or we've been friends online for years. We have to apply those little attributes, but friends nonetheless.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of times people forget that social media is all about being social. And so I've over the years, some of my closest colleagues, whether it's in PR, social media, or even crisis, I first met online, and then you meet them in person. You're like, you are exactly how you are online. It's perfect. It's awesome. So that's one of the great things about social media is being able to make those connections.
Is it harder to get students or industry professionals to use social media productively, regularly, and appropriately?
Ooh, that is a really good question, Harry. I would say that for professionals and students, both of them have their enthusiasm for getting on social media, but there's also challenges for each group. And I'll start with the students first. From what I've been able to see with my students, when it comes to social media, they are very aware about how to use it in their social circles with their friends, with their family members. But when it comes to using it professionally, like how to manage their personal brand, that's when they realize, oh, you mean the snap that I sent to my friends doesn't disappear? Or if this Insta that I post is a reflection of my brand, other employers might actually do a digital audit, you know, when I'm applying for a job. That for them is kind of the biggest wake up call that they have. So one of the things that I try to do very early on in my classes is I give the, you know, a mini talk and just talk about how what you post online stays online for everyone to see. And it is all about first impressions. So you really want to make sure that what you are posting is reflective of how your brand is offline and overall what you want to present online. But for the professional side, I think I meet tons and tons of professionals, very talented, very strategic thinking practitioners, and they're very savvy on social media. But when the biggest problem that they have is keeping up with the trends, to keep up with, oh, there's this new shiny tool out there. We got to go head on first and using it in all aspects of our business instead of taking a step back and looking at the new platform and asking ourselves, okay, what are the benefits? What are the challenges? Does it make sense? And a lot of times we see brands jump on board with a trend before really thinking it forward, saying, okay, is this really necessary? Because it's that fear of missing out kind of phenomenon what we're experiencing. People want to be the first on board, get those 15 minutes of fame or those few seconds of tweets saying, oh, this brand is using Periscope, you know, strategically, or Meerkat, and to get that influence in their respective communities. without really thinking about, okay, what are the challenges ahead? What are the risks? What are some of the things that this platform brings to the table that we may need to take a step back and kind of look at, okay, is there going to be additional risk ethically, legally? We're seeing that with Periscope and live streaming apps like Meerkat and Periscope, especially like when you're looking at sporting events, businesses, and also using it in a crisis situation. So I think that practitioners sometimes jump ahead without kind of taking a step back and looking at this like, okay, is this useful? On the flip side, we are seeing some people ahead of the game as being innovators, always, you know, testing out the new tools. They're the ones that are all about wearable technologies, Oculus Rift, Apple Watch. But then we also have the individuals that still think social media is email. So there's a wide range of continuum. And so there are the people on all aspects of the spectrum. I think for both students and practitioners, both of them are using social media well. They're using it to the best of their abilities and they're using it strategically, but they're two groups that are also facing two different challenges.
One of the things that I find with my students, their social media engagement outside of the class is really part of their homework.
Yes.
On the other side, I see it's the practitioner who started up a blog, made a few entries, clearly isn't coming back to it, but doesn't go and put a note there saying, this was an experiment I did. You know, I wanted to focus a little bit on the students. Mm-hmm. I noticed that in your syllabus back in 2014 for your COM 460 or 660 social media and mobile technologies and strategic communications, you note to the students, the class should present a more engaging student experience both inside and outside of the classroom than what you might have experienced in courses before. Do you have somewhat of that challenge of that they can't do social media for an hour or two a week and that's it?
No, actually, no. Like what I found with the class, and I mean, this has probably been one of the, you know, my most favorite classes to teach is this social media class at the University of Louisville. I've been really honored to have some great students in my class over the years. And what I do find when it comes to social media, especially with this class, is I actually talk to the students ahead of time and I warn them. I said, this is going to be your hardest class in college. And they look at me like, yeah, Dr. Freeberg, we get to post updates. We're going to play on Facebook. That's not hard. But I tell them it's a lot of work. And when they look at my syllabus, as you know, you've seen, it is a lot of work. And they walk away like, what did I get myself into? But then the thing is, I tell them in terms of being engaged, not only in the class, but outside of class, I tell them I will be an active participant. And so they actually see me also participate and do the same work. I do the same assignments as they do. I do the same number of blogs. I'm almost like another member or an honorary student in the class working with them and showing them, okay, here's how you go about and doing this. Because I think it's actually, when I've looked at other social media classes, and I did some research before I started teaching this class at the University of Louisville back in 2013, I noticed that we were like most of the classes that I was looking at was focused so much on the tools, which I think is important. But what I was trying to do with my students in terms of engagement is looking at the behavior. And I tell them it doesn't take an hour each day to communicate on social media. You might get up to that point, but start off 15 minutes a day reading, sharing content, curating that content and using certain tools that we've talked about in class to help you share relevant content that you're interested in. And so one of the things that I've had students do as part of the class is I do have them write two blog posts a week. One is for class related to the class topic. And then the other, I leave it up to them. And the students are kind of surprised with that. They're like, what? We can write whatever we want, whatever we're interested in. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, I have to tell them, of course, I have to give them, you know, some guidelines like, yes, but you realize it's public and whatever you write about online, it's attached to your brand. So you just need to be aware of that.
Do you help your students formulate an approach to their personal brand?
I actually spent some time, at least the first couple of weeks, kind of really walking through exactly what they want to be known for or what their personal brand is. Because one of the things, Harry, that I've noticed with my students is they look at me as a professor thinking that I have like there's a right answer for what their personal brand should be, that they should be fitting this cookie cutter shaped student. And I tell them, no, like, if you're interested, if you have different passions, that makes you unique. That's what makes you memorable to people. So you better enhance those. So I've had students who've been interested. I mean, being out here in Louisville, Kentucky, I had a couple of students that were interested in bourbon. So they asked me, well, could, you know, they were graduate students, and they asked me, Dr. Freeberg, could we really, you know, become more of a local enthusiast? And can we talk about the history and the culture and the prominence of bourbon in Louisville? And I told them, yeah, you guys are, of course, are over 21. And if that's something that you want to have an expertise in, like, what better way to kind of, you know, research and talk about it and write about it? And I had a student that actually was approached by the social media manager who was representing Four Roses. And he was like, okay, like, I want to talk to you more about your expertise. And it, because, yeah. And the student was shocked. They're like, oh my gosh, I never had this happen to me in other classes. And I told them, well, this is not most, you know, like most classes. And I think with social media, it's an opportunity for you to not only showcase your brand, but attached to your personal brand, you get to share your passions and interests. And I tell my students, I don't, you know, ask them to follow me on Twitter or friend me on Facebook or anything like that. But I warn them ahead of time, if they follow me on all of those platforms, they will see that I post a lot about coffee, because it's a major food group for me. So
we have a mutual friend in Dennis Yu over at Blitz Metrics. Yes. And he's very big on working with students, and particularly checklists and a lot of structure on how to set things up.
Yeah.
How do you set up the students for success as they're starting to build their personal platform?
Dennis Yu is one of the leading professionals in my mind in the social space. Does it in a way that's both systematic, but also encompassing. A lot of times you see professionals focus on one particular area of expertise, but I've known Dennis for the last couple of years, and he is skilled in branding and analytics and social media strategy. I mean, I feel like whenever I talk to Dennis, he's always coming up with something new and creative and like needed it, you know, especially in education. I've been really honored to have him not only talk to my students in class, and he's taken valuable time out of his schedule to be able to Skype with us and share his thoughts and his expertise in terms of what's happening in the field or what students need to do to enhance those personal attributes systematically and strategically, to get internships, to get jobs. And so his insights have actually really benefited my students tremendously in terms of providing a almost like a blueprint to what they need to do to get to their dream goal and dream position or internship. Because I have a lot of students that are interested in various fields, and they put up a barrier in front of them saying, oh, you know, I want to work in, you know, sports. That's like for really, really strong, you know, social media professionals. But Dennis is looking and tells the students, look, if you have an end goal in mind, here's what you need to do. And it gives them a roadmap in terms of accomplishing those goals. Like, you know, write about what you're passionate about, use, you know, Facebook analytics and, you know, sponsored posts to be able to go through and get people, target people that you would want to see your content. And the students, you know, whenever Dennis comes to my class and talks about this, they just kind of sit there like, oh my gosh, like this is a very achievable and very needed blueprint that they need to have going forward. And so I've had students right after class, they're like, okay, I'm on this. I'm doing it.
I mean, he's got these checklists that students can follow and just processes audience engagement and conversion, you know, or metrics, analysis and action. And the one for me, this business strategy, and these all fit together where you have goals, content, and targeting. And that's just what you just said right now. I want to be in sports, or, you know, I want to be known as the local Louisville bourbon person.
Right.
So that's the goal. We create content around it and we target, you know, we watch the metrics, we do our analysis, and then we take some more action to refine it. To me, it adds a lot of clarity to have that kind of methodology in place. Do you teach some of that, or
I do. Yeah. I actually spend at least about like, we are in semester system, semesters here at the University of Louisville. So I at least spend a couple of weeks dedicated just to online branding and personal branding. It's basically built throughout the, you know, the culture and community of the class. Like that's always kind of an underlying factor. Cause I tell the students after this class, I want you to feel confident that you know what your personal brand is, what you want to be known for. Where do you want to go? Where do you want you see yourself? And I tell them that they have all of these resources, this checklist by Dennis. They have various assignments that help guide them in terms of understanding what their personal brand is. They have a blog, a stepping point in terms of starting creating that content to be able to target those individuals they want to reach in their dream positions or dream industries. So I try to use this class as I try to cover a lot for my students.
Well, I have a question then on, and because PR, we often spend so much time talking about the earned side of that, right?
Right.
Because that's PR. And one of the things I did an interview for the FIR Podcast Network with Dennis, which is how I met him. And you may want to listen to that if you haven't. He talks a lot about some of this, but in your focus, do you get outside of earned and do you then get into covering paid, targeted, and retargeted modalities of social?
Yes, absolutely. Like as a professor, I always am trying to figure out what are the growing changes that we are seeing in the profession. And one of the reasons why I tell other colleagues that are teaching social media that this is a class that is a constant prep. And that's one of the reasons I use a couple of textbooks that really focus on the strategy that could be applied and that are timeless for our new media. I definitely keep my ear to the ground and I look at leaders like Dennis and Ted Rubin, Deirdre Breckenridge, and a lot of these other professionals that are working in the field to kind of say, yeah, and I definitely have talked a lot more about paid and kind of expanded outside of PR. Cause I mean, PR as a field too is changing. And I look back at when I was in school, both my bachelor's and master's and even PhD, and there is a lot more paid integration into it and that we have to adapt to what the expectations are in the industry. And so I want to make sure that my students have the most current viewpoints and trends and tools necessary to be successful in the workplace.
My own struggle with students sometimes is something I had mentioned earlier, that they love to be on social with their friends, but then they're reluctant to use it professionally. Mm-hmm. They know that they don't want to blend the two, but they're not willing to step out and really start to use the tools professionally, because then it means they have to kind of give up their informal, maybe unprofessional use. Yeah.
Well, you definitely nailed the nail on its head, Harry. That has been the number one question, comment that I've had from both practitioners, students, and professors this year. That has been like the moneymaker question. Like if we're able to figure out how to balance those, we're good. Because I definitely am approached to that by students, by professionals, and by practitioners, because they ask me, can you be both professional and personal on social media? And I tell them, yeah. I mean, I live, like my grandfather had kind of a saying that he kind of instilled with my mom and of course all of us in our family, basically one set of manners. And I kind of tell that to my students. I'm like, you got to have one set of manners. And they look at me like, what do you mean one set of manners? I'm like, well, how you interact professionally, how you interact personally, how you interact online, offline, it should be the same. It should be natural. Like I tell them, I'm getting to the age where I tell them I'm vintage, you know, not old, but vintage, where I get confused. Like if I was using different personas, I mean, I'm pretty much the same. And I tell the students, I am exactly who I am online as I am in person. It is one of those things where students at first, they are kind of like confused. They're like, well, wait, we can be personal, but we can also be professional too. And I tell them, yeah, it is achievable, but you just have to figure out what works best for you. Like, what do you feel that will make you comfortable? And for me, I have several colleagues that have a professional social media presence. Like they have separate pages for Facebook, Twitter, and then they have their private ones. And for me, I'm like, well, I've been online for 20 years, you know, since I was 14. So I really, you know, I'm like, well, this is me. You know, I'm pretty much a mixture. I use all of my social media profiles just the same. It's like, yeah.
I call myself a radical integrationist, which is to say I want all aspects of my life to be, as you said, one set of manners, and it just presents itself. And I don't want to have to contort myself and contort my brand for a different audience. I just want to be me. And I think when you come back at it, and that's what makes your personal brand interesting. If you look at a presidential candidate mm-hmm. on either side, like Al Gore or Mitt Romney, they're supposed to be amazing in person, but that's not what they communicated to the public.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think too, I know that we've been talking a lot about students, but I've also seen this struggle with professors as well, especially with online. And I think if I was always thinking about if I'm being viewed as a professor, like the typical view of a professor, I'd probably fail that test right now. And
there's no rule that says you have to be, you know, aloof and verbose and, you know, use $59 words all the time.
You'd be surprised though. I mean, Eric, you'd be surprised because one of the things that one of the things I love about being at Louisville is that I was a bit told, okay, you get to create a social media class. It's your class. You know, you are the expert in terms of structuring it. And one of the things that I've tried to do is kind of build that culture. And I tell the students, yes, I may not necessarily be a professor in mind of the stereotypical view of a professor. And I mean, I kind of get that when my students walk into my office. I have Angry Birds. I have Doctor Who and I have Minions all over the place. And they walk in and they just stop. And they're like, well, this is not what I expected. I'm like, exactly. I'm basically going to get the grade as a typical view of a professor. And I try to do that online as well. And my students they've taken other classes from me and they said, you know, we liked you as a professor in these other classes, but they said, we felt like in this class, since you were so engaged on social media, we got to know you as a person. And I tell them, well, yes, professors are people too. Like we're, you know, we do things outside of class. We have consulting. We, you know, like to travel.
Karen, we're kind of running out of time here for this interview. I'm hoping you can come into overtime with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that would be great. So then can you just quickly tell everybody where to find you on social media and we'll stop this and go into overtime.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm pretty much present on social media. I'm Kay Freeberg on Twitter. It's K-F-R-E-B-E-R-G. And I'm also on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, even Snapchat now, thanks to my students. So I'd love to keep in touch with everyone. I also have a personal blog. It's www.karenfreeberg.com/blog. And I'd love to connect with everyone on social media.
Well, this is Harry Hawk, and this has been Talking About Everything. You can find me on Twitter at HHAWK. I really appreciate you listening, and we'd both love to hear from you. This is Harry Hawk saying, have a great week. Bye-bye.
My name is Chuck Fresh, and I am being paid to thank you for listening to Talking About Everything with Harry Hawk. Harry wants to hear from you on Twitter at HHawk or HarryHawk@gmail.com. And now, a word from our sponsor, Life Extension Coach and favorite chef. Hawk Digital Marketing is focused on bringing brands and people together. We build communities of interest based on trust and transparency, where consumers and brands can converse, learn, discuss, or solve problems together, while creating a long-term connection, entanglement, between you and your customers. Once connected, we help you engage, communicate, sell, present, educate, and inform. Evolve your communications with us. HawkSocialMarketing.com